Deuce. Have you ever wondered why the game of tennis adopted the word deuce as a scoring term frequently found on the lips of an umpire? It appears to come from the French word deux, meaning two. In other words, two more points are needed before the game is won. You haven't got there yet. It's always frustrating for a player, just one point away from winning a game, to hear the umpire declare deuce. They were so close to winning, but have suddenly been pegged back. I'm sure that we've all experienced those times in our lives when we thought that if we could just achieve one more thing, if we could just better ourselves in one particular way, then life would be perfect for us and we could declare ourselves to be content. Once, when Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false witness. Do not defraud. Honour your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Amazed at his reply, Jesus' disciples go on to ask him, "Well, who then can be saved?" Jesus tells them, "With people it's impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." Deuce.